USA Radio News.
There are still a lot of details to be worked out regarding President Trump's agreement with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, but one thing will always be in question. How much did Dennis Rodman play a role in this peace process? Well, he joined ABC's Good Morning America to discuss what he was able to help with and ultimately if he wants any credit for making this happen.
If Trump wants the credit, he could take all the credit. He could have it all. I just want them to talk. And I said that with Obama, and Obama just pretty much blew me off. And I thought that I was a laughing stock. I didn't know what I was doing. And I kept trying to tell people that he really wants to talk. He really wants to try to connect with the world, especially America.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. And at a conference today, White House Director of the National Trade Council, Peter Navarro, apologized for saying there was a special place in hell for Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
City leaders in Seattle are planning to repeal a tax that would have charged companies like Amazon and Starbucks around $275, with the money going to for affordable housing and to help the homeless population. A competitor is responding to a restaurant chain's market stunt. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes serves up the details.
As you may have heard, IHOP made a move to rename itself IHOB, the International House of Burgers, to try to promote the fact it serves more than pancakes and also serves what it believes are great burgers. Well, now Burger King's Twitter feed is proclaiming itself Pancake King. It has a revised logo with the words Pancake King sandwiched between two stacks of flapjacks. Oh, Wendy's is also poking fun at IHOP, saying it's not too concerned about competition from, quote, a place that decided pancakes were too difficult. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
We're hearing lots of different perspectives on the agreement between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich is cautiously optimistic that things will work out.
Let's not get euphoric. I mean, even the president said in one of his comments that a year from now we may look back and decide it was a mistake. What we've had is a break from the tradition of the diplomats yelling at each other. We've had the president take a big gamble in being willing to meet with the North Korean dictator. And frankly, we had the North Korean dictator take a big gamble in leaving his country because he had no guarantee that there wouldn't be a coup against him. So both sides are taking some risks. The direction seems right. The fact that the secretary, Pompeo, has been designated as the lead negotiator, given Pompeo's background as first in his class at West Point and a remarkable career at Harvard Law, I suspect he'll be a very firm, tough, realistic negotiator. But we're a long way from this being done. The one item I want to point out to everybody, we have a whole suite of weapons from Trident submarines to B-2 bombers to ballistic missiles sitting in the middle of North Dakota and Wyoming that are capable of reaching North Korea in a crisis. So we can afford to take some risks.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.